I got involved in this about 6 months ago when I was looking for some way to learn about eco-art and eco-art practice at UBC. At the same time, Michelle Hamilton, who's a teacher here at KLO Middle School, had been working for the past 5 years about, and she has been trying with her students very hard to restore the creek wetland that runs through the middle school's grounds.
I don't see the fish anymore, but there were a few small fish here earlier.
My name's Esme Tyner. I'm in grade 9, and right now we're just standing next to Fashu Creek near the bridge on our school ground. I have been working on this project since halfway through my grade 7 year.
First of all, I want to get rid of the concrete pads. Plant native plants around it.
My name is Darius Prasad. I find environmental stuff more funner than textbooks, and I thought it would be a fun class. It's been a fun class.
No longer stays as a still pile of muck.
These concrete pads were put in the creek in the hope that students wouldn't fall in the mud in the creek, but now instead, if they do fall, they end up falling on concrete pads instead, but there's still mud and water on them, so it doesn't really make that much of a difference.
So each of these concrete pads is probably about a foot deep, and they line the entire creek. What these students have been working so hard to do is not just ripping out concrete pads, so fully restore this habitat. The approximate cost is roughly $100,000. To have that turned back into a full natural wetland. And these students have so far raised about $85,000 of that money, which is amazing. With only $15,000 left to go, I came into the process to help them get the attention that they would need to get this going forward.
On this side of our signboard, we have some information about our Western painted turtles. Originally, the turtles were found in what was formerly the long jump sandpit. Students were practicing long jump. Yeah, they stepped on the turtle eggs. A lot of those turtles ended up dying, but luckily we were able to save a few and release them into the creek after they were bigger.
We really owe a lot to the Western Painted Turtles here because it was finding their eggs originally that brought a lot of attention to the fact that this is a natural habitat for not just Western Painted Turtles, but many other species. And the Western Painted Turtle is blue listed, which means it is very, very rare, but it would be nice to have them back here.
This was done by the class that we were in last year. We figured out 10 facts and made a painting, a drawing, or a sketch of the animal and put them up on this board as to show when we get it restored what we will be seeing.
So these are some mainly endangered species that could live in Fashu Creek if it got restored. We have the flammulated owl, northern leopard frog, spotted bat, bobolink, the rubber boa.
My favorite is probably this one. It's a tiger salamander. They're an endangered species of salamander.
Rubber boas are actually pretty harmless to humans, and they're quite rare, so it would actually be pretty cool if they did come back to the school.
It is not dangerous at all. It might break your skin and cause some blood, but it is not dangerous. It only gets 3 foot long, and come on, do you think a little snake's gonna strangle you? You know, they are so harmless and mind their own business. They usually just like hide in moss and grass and stuff.
It was supposed to just be a small 1-2 papers and a small art project. But when I encountered these students and just saw how passionate they were about having nature restored in their learning environment at their school, I was just completely blown away by their dedication.
Shimshon is a really great person to work with, teaching us how to make videos. We had like some audio discussions about the creek and what's happening with it. There's a lot of great people involved in this project. I've met some of my best friends this way.
It's been great working with Shimshon because he's doing this for free and it's free labor. Worst part of the project. It's the part where you do a lot of work and other people just don't care, and then they'll go and wreck something that you just built or like planted. They'll go and yank it out, and it really sucks.
With the support of the EcoArt Incubator, I've been able to further this project past the Directed Studies summer course and into what it is now is a gallery exhibition and other work that is continuing with the students using EcoArt to help them express their concerns and their passions about having nature integrated into their education.